Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about how to handle a person that is spreading gossip. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Blum.
One of my school administrators that I've had here and have here, I learned something from him that I wish I'd learned even many years earlier. When you hear gossip, you hear somebody say something about someone else. Okay, who told you that? They stop right there. You know, then that ends it. Wait a minute. You won't tell me who told you that? Then, you know, you're just spreading gossip. You're being discord, so God calls that an abomination. Unless you can tell me who's that. Well, when they tell you, then you go to that person. Now, they should come to you. They heard something like that. They come to you and they can tell you. This is what I heard. Is it true? Don't get the attitude, well, you know me. You know, how could that be true? No, just say it. No, it's not. Now, they'll accuse you. I remember one time, some people were after one man, and the man's a good man. He actually led more souls to the Lord than that whole group put together. Oh, but they were going to get him. They come to me and said, preacher, he needs to be ran under. He needs to come under church discipline. I went back and checked some, not his Facebook, some other people's Facebook for 4 years. I'm not on Facebook. Nobody can unfriend me, by the way. I'm not on Facebook. But they checked some other people's Facebooks out, went back 4 years, they said. Boy, we found some bad things. Now, the bad things ended up being false accusations. So they said, would you bring that person under church discipline if we brought them here and we had them with the witnesses, we'd fly them in. Boy, I tell you. And they want to get rid of somebody that's a soul winner. We'll fly them in and have witness. I said, okay, that'll be fine. And I says, look, I'm not on Facebook. I don't know how y'all do that. But I do know somebody that works in Washington, D.C., and I know some people can get me some the best detectives in the world. And they can check the last 4 years to be right on those people that you say are your witnesses. And we'll see what their past is to see if they're reliable. You can't do it. Yes, I can. I says, it's in the Bible. Even in Jesus' trial, it was noted they were false witnesses. You see that a lot. They checked to see if the witnesses were true or false witnesses. You know what? They dropped it right there. They didn't want that to happen. Now, as it ended up, the people making the accusations later, there were four of them. Three out of the four called and apologized. The fourth one is in immorality and so many other things. I couldn't expect them to get things right if they're not right with God in their own personal life. But what I'm just saying, and you say, well, do you know they're in immorality? Well, if what they put on their social media, which I haven't, well, somebody showed me one and it was terrible, into the drinking and the immorality and things like that, but it was terrible. But what I'm saying is that people will hate you, say all matter of evil against you falsely. It's because you're standing for the Lord. You're doing what's right. You've got standards. You're a witness. Yeah. When they attack you, they're doing it because you've stood for Christ's sake. They have an agenda. They want to get that witness. They want to get that good witness out of the way. Now here, we're told about the Grecians, this witness is true. Acts 14 does show the Judaizers, who tried to spread their false doctrines in the church. You got to be circumcised. You got to be this, got to be that. True witnesses identify and affirm by testimony as an eyewitness what they are saying is true. Now, I find it best to ask someone who gossips, what did they say when you confronted them with it? You know how many of that have stopped? And then I'll say to them, can I go to them and use your name to address this problem? And they, no, they stop right there, you see. Funny how they backed out of it. And they thought they were righteous in spreading those things around. My friend, if you have somebody that maybe they pretend to be a friend to another person and they're running them down, don't become their friend because they'll do the same thing to you. I sometimes tell young men that are dating girls, I says, watch her how she treats her mother, her dad. She's great to you right now, but if you're thinking of marriage, how she treats them is how she's going to treat you. How she talks about them is how she's going to talk about you. Now, John the Baptist is a good example of what's being said. In John 1:7, he bare witness of the truth that Jesus is the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Truth is still truth. If it's God's truth, it is always true for all time. So too is sin. Sin is always sin, regardless of Satan's strategy to really try to change that. Say, oh no, now you're just over-exaggerating this thing. And this kind is to be rebuked sharply. That is how serious this sin is in God's sight. Wow. I mean, that's what our text says. This witness is true. Therefore, verse 12 says, rebuke them sharply. Excuse me, verse 13 says, rebuke them sharply, that it may, that they may be sound in the faith. Sound in the faith. Wow. Rebuke them sharply, because if you do and they heed, you're going to be better off for it. If they hate reproof and rebuke, Proverbs says, they're on the level of a fool. Read Proverbs chapter 15 sometime about that. And so, they sow discord in God's house, be it false doctrine or railing accusation. Whether it's the false doctrine of contemporary or the false doctrine of Calvinism or some other ism, then my friend, rebuke but stand strong with the hopes of bringing them back to righteousness. Now, this is a sharp rebuke in order to stop the sin. The sin at the point where the devil is attacking. Satan is presently attacking that spot, then you attack it. You stop it. You confront it. You see, you can have a study on doctrine and leave out something. I wrote a book called Building Blocks. As a matter of fact, you can go to our website at centralbaptistocala.org. And you can go down the left-hand column and you'll see booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. I think there's about 9 or 10 booklets there. And they are booklets that really we developed and we taught in our Sunday school classes for the most part. About all of them are. I think one or two may not be, but most all the others are. But one of them is called Building Blocks for New Church Members or New Believers. It's Building Blocks. Okay. I found out that new converts, tracts, and courses so often left out one vital thing. It was the doctrine of separation. Separation from the world, but separated unto God. Separation from evil, but separated unto the righteousness of our God. Separation. You know, the word holy has in it the idea of separation. It's in its, within its definition of what it is. And so many leave that out. We have that in there. And if you lead somebody to Christ, I would encourage you to go to there to the website, find out Building Blocks, and use it to help train that person in the things of God. And so I would encourage you to do that from time to time. We'll teach classes in our church of new members that have come in, and we'll go through that very same book. So I hope that you will do that. Now, we do this that we might be sound in the faith. Therefore, the preacher must use the word to rebuke, reprove, and exhort. Why? So they'll know the reproof, the rebuke, and the exhortation comes not from the preacher. It comes from the God. He is the messenger. You know, in Revelation, when it says, unto the angel of the church of Sardis, unto the angel of the church of this, the angel of the church of that one, in those first three chapters of Revelation. You know, the word angel is speaking there of the pastor. He's the messenger. The pastor is a messenger of God. And he gives some strong warnings there, as well as some strong promised blessings. So when you preach it and you use the word, they know it's from God. I remember a man and his wife in my office one time. And about everything I guess I was doing was wrong in their sight. And then, for the most part, as a matter of fact, almost, I would say, if 99, if not 100% of it, the lady was doing all the talking, not the man. And she said, I don't even invite people to church anymore. Because, see, you preach a Bible Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. All it is Bible, Bible, Bible. Verse by verse. Bible, Bible, Bible. People are not going to get saved if you preach the Bible. If that's not the dumbest statement I've ever heard, and I did my best not to bust out laughing, saying, but she actually said that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says,